I'm a female and 22 years old. I just recently got out of a pretty abusive relationship, and honestly, I wasn't in the best place mentally because of it. If I'm being real, it was difficult for me to now have to go home each night to an empty apartment with just myself. Anyways, this night my friends had decided to take me to a hockey game to get me out of the house and potentially get my mind off of the breakup. It was a Friday night, and we had been consuming a decent amount of alcohol during the progression of the game. In the arena we were attending, there was this bar where you could buy as many drinks as you wanted, within reason of course. And following the game, we decided to head there for a few more before we left. It was a busy night, so especially considering the game was coming to a close, the line was decently long. During the duration of the time I was patiently waiting, I had started to speak with a couple guys right next to me. Shortly into the conversation, one of them spoke up and asked for my phone number. Looking back, I definitely should have said no, but in the state I was in, I gave it to them. After we had finally gotten our drinks, my friends and I decided to call it a night. We parted ways, but instead of calling an Uber and going back to my apartment, I very stupidly decided to text the man I had previously exchanged contact information with. He responded almost right away, saying he'd head over in an Uber and take me back to his place if I wanted. Again, I made a stupid decision and agreed. Eventually he showed up, and we were off back to his place. Though, the drive was a good 45 minutes. When we arrived, I quickly realized we were practically in the middle of nowhere. We weren't anywhere close to the city anymore, and as I looked around, I realized no other property was in sight. Quite honestly, without context, I easily would have mistaken his house for an abandoned building. It was that bad. But regardless, being as intoxicated as I was, I quickly disregarded all my suspicion and followed the man to the front door. As we entered, I quickly realized how clean the place looked from the inside. Like, think hospital level clean, even down to the smell. Without even offering, he quickly poured us a glass of seemingly expensive red wine. I thought nothing of it at the time, and from what I remember, he poured it right in front of me and even drank some himself. Though, that was the last memory I had of that night. The next thing I knew, I was in a bedroom with the sun now clearly shining through the window. The noise of a shower running quickly filled my ears. I was groggy and dazed when I woke up, but I slowly began piecing together where I was, who I was with, and just the overall situation I was in. As it came back to me, I realized I needed to leave immediately. I frantically began to search for my cell phone, clothes, and wallet. But it was no use, I couldn't find them. I rushed out of the bedroom in the hopes to just leave unnoticed prior to this man getting out of the shower. But as I was leaving, my heart sank into my stomach. All of the furniture and floors were completely covered with plastic shower curtains, which I distinctly remember not being there prior to me blacking out the night before. I quickly noticed all of my personal belongings were placed neatly on the kitchen counter, alongside a knife that clearly wasn't a kitchen knife, but rather a hunting knife, or something like that. My instincts kicked in, and I instantly grabbed my things and ran out the door. I ran for several minutes in a random direction, panicked and full of adrenaline. A good 10 minutes of full-on running down the road, and I finally stopped to call a friend to pick me up and take me back to my apartment. When I got back, I instantly blocked the guy's number, and to this day have never heard anything from him again. Now, looking back, I realize I should have contacted the authorities immediately, but for whatever reason I never did. It's clear I was not in the right state of mind at that point in my life, and this eats away at me daily, as I believe at this point it's too late for me to report the man, seeing as I don't even have the slightest recollection of where his house was located, or even his name. The detail that haunts me the most is that the only thing missing of my personal belongings was my ID. And this makes me question what the guy's true intentions were. Though, if I'm being honest with myself, I truly believe that man planned on murdering me that morning. The plastic shower curtains all over the apartment and the knife make it clear to me. But I guess I'm just lucky to have never truly found out. This encounter happened back in 2007, when I was 20 years old. I'm a female, and I didn't get my driver's license until January of that year. So now being able to drive myself opened a lot of doors for me. And because of that, I took a lot of solo road trips to my friend's house that was a couple states over. I remember one time specifically. I was driving alone on an interstate on a random day in July on my way to visit my friend for a long weekend. Her parents were away, and we had the house to ourselves and were planning on drinking, hot tubbing, and to overall just have a good time. It was a Friday, and I had left a lot later than I wanted to. Like, it was dark at this point, and being a new driver, driving in the dark made me pretty uneasy. After a few hours, I stopped at a gas station to fill up and get some snacks for the last part of my drive. I was heading into the store when a man, maybe in his early 40s, approached me. He was only around 5 feet tall and had on a plain black tee and jeans with dark brown hair. I noticed he had come out of a black pickup truck and only moments ago parked a few spaces away from my car. The guy had a super intense stare that immediately creeped me out. As he caught up to me, he tried starting a conversation by asking if I was from the area, where I was headed, and if I knew of anything fun to do. I quickly replied with no, shaking him off as just another creepy dude. Though, surprisingly, he then invited me to go play mini golf or catch a movie with him. Without even looking at him, I declined his invitation and continued towards the store. Quite honestly, I was shocked he asked me to do something with him. The whole vibe was off, it was pretty uncomfortable and just random. As I was entering the store, I could then hear him yell a stern hey. It was super aggressive and uncalled for, that it even startled a family walking out of the store. Though, I just ignored it and continued inside. Shortly after, I could tell the guy followed me. He was clearly staring at me, so I went to use the bathroom and stayed in the stall for at least 10 minutes texting my friend about the guy. Thankfully, when I came out, I couldn't see him in the store anymore. I then went out to put gas in my car, and was again relieved as his black pickup was nowhere to be seen. Though, to my absolute horror, as I was pulling out of the gas station parking lot, I could hear someone persistently honking their horn. I looked in my rearview mirror and I could clearly see the same black pickup behind me. The guy was now shouting and signaling me to pull over to the side. I of course freaked out, stepped on it and pulled onto the on-ramp back onto the highway. But the guy was following me. I called my friend extremely terrified. I drove really fast, and looking back, I'm lucky I didn't get into an accident. The guy didn't follow me for that long, and I think only after a few exits he was gone. Though, even still, the last hours of my drive were extremely tense. I didn't stop for the rest of the trip, and never saw the guy's car again. I remember checking my mirrors constantly the rest of the way. Eventually, I got to my friend's house safely, and we actually had a nice weekend despite the encounter. The whole thing was definitely creepy, but over the years, I didn't think too much about it. That was until around 6 years later, when the memory would once again come fresh in my mind. I was talking with another friend of mine who was big into serial killer documentaries and things like that. I remember at one point I had mentioned my encounter, jokingly suggesting that the man I had met was a serial killer, and explained to her my experience. She was fascinated, and therefore wanted to Google active serial killers in the area of where I experienced it all. But the first guy that came up made my heart drop. It was a man named Adam Leroy Lane. I instantly recognized the guy. There was no doubt in my mind, that was the same guy I had encountered at the gas station that night. Both the time and the area were a match. The man had 3 convictions. It was 2 counts of murder and 1 count of assault. This discovery has haunted me ever since, and caused me to be much more cautious in public at night. My heart goes out to the victims of this man, and their families. I've been grateful every day since that I didn't become one of them. When I was in my early 20s, and fresh out of college, I lived in some pretty sketchy, albeit cheap, apartment buildings in the US. Now, something to note is that the walls in my apartment block out almost no sound. And because of this, I would almost always hear my neighbor to the left of me blasting his music. Though, if I'm being honest, it didn't bother me as much as I thought it would. I would just simply play my own music to not hear it as loud. One night, I could tell he had been drinking a lot, simply from the way I could hear him stumbling across his room. I also figured his girlfriend must have been there, as I could hear him practically yelling at her. Which, unfortunately, wasn't all that uncommon. Usually when things get that loud, I try to get away from it all, and seeing as it wasn't that late, I decided to head out for the night with some friends. We went to a few clubs, and overall had a good time. Fast forward to around 1 a.m. or so, and my friends were dropping me back off at my apartment. Though, as we were driving into the parking lot, in the distance we could see my neighbor outside crouched down in between some cars and the apartment building. Okay, kinda weird, but I figured it was whatever, as the guy was just generally creepy anyway. My friends were clearly more weirded out than I was. I honestly didn't think much of it, and just had them drop me off near the gate entrance, as it would be easier for them to leave the parking lot that way. But as I was walking toward my apartment building, I swear my heart dropped. I noticed my neighbor was now standing perfectly still in one of the bushes that was between two of the apartment buildings. As I got closer, it was clear he thought I didn't see him. To break the tension, I waved at him and mumbled a greeting, as I wasn't just gonna pretend that I couldn't see him. After doing so, he stepped out of the bush and came into the dim streetlight, not saying a word, but rather just staring at me. Never in my life have I looked into eyes so widened and fully dilated. The whole encounter was disturbing to say the least, but I tried to ignore it and continued into the building. Right as I got to my apartment door, I got inside and went straight to bed. I was exhausted and just wanted to forget everything and go to sleep. Although, all through the night, I could hear thumps and rustling that sounded like furniture moving. The next morning, I woke up to the sound of cops outside banging on my neighbor's door.
"New York City Police Department!"
I was partially relieved to hear them, but that quickly turned to fear of why they were there in the first place. I could hear them take him away in handcuffs, and shortly after, the police started knocking on my door. They asked me when the last time I had talked to or seen him was, and without hesitation, I told the officer everything that had happened the other night. The yelling, the noises, the encounter in the parking lot, and even the rustling sounds all night. But what I was told next will forever haunt me. I was told that my neighbor had brutally murdered his girlfriend that night. They said he dragged her body outside and into a nearby ditch behind the apartment buildings. And that's when I realized that the other night I was looking at a person who had just taken another human being's life. I honestly felt terrible for the woman. To this day, what disturbs me most is how close I was to death, quite literally, and how he could have ambushed me out of insanity, since he was just waiting in the darkness when I walked up. I moved into a different apartment in a better part of town shortly after the occurrence.